for unusual soundtracks and lovable movie songs, bringing you into some curious territory every Sunday morning from 8 until 9 and archived right here on x-ray.fm.
Right.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at x-ray.fm.
Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., X-Ray FM may play content that is unsuitable for some listeners.
Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of They Gave Us a Show. Oh, you got Shade to the Dough.
Danny Ocean, and we're here to save the day. It's an X-Ray Fun Drive. All of you immediately log in.
Yes,
and all donate. Of that. Immediately. Right
immediately.
Now. In your car, pull over and donate. We will donate.
Yes.
And here's why.
Uh-oh. What's the reason why?
Swag sheet.
Ooh. All right.
If you do the $15 a month donation package, you get to choose between one of these X-Ray totes. Or if you do a $180 one-time donation. Go to x-ray.fm so you can see what we're talking about. You can also get the Zip hoodie for $20 a month donations. Or for a $240.
It's hoodie season.
Donation. Yep.
Who don't want that?
Yep. There you go. We'll tell you about other stuff, but it's X-Ray fundraisers. We got some new jams for you.
Yes, a lot of new jams.
Oh, yeah. I got some new. We got the new Win featuring Tunisi. We got, I got a Supernova jam. I got
Ola
Russell. Shado's got some jams.
You already know. We bringing the heat, y'all.
We got the new Big Daddy Kane.
And it's cool weather climbing.
Black
we bring
Thought.
The
we got
heat.
All kind of stuff.
Yeah, let them know.
I got a choice of the episode.
Ooh, we got a choice. Hey, I'm liking this.
I got a good one.
Yes. And I got topics.
All right, so there you go. Rock with us. It's X-Ray donation. Like I said, please, we got a goal. We're trying to move into a new X-Ray station space.
Yes.
Get the antenna going up in Seaside. So you guys can help with that. Donate at x-ray.fm. Any amount is good, but we got all kind of stuff, as you can see on the website, that you can get if you donate certain amounts. So that's dope, too.
That is dope. I'm right, liking sir. This.
Anything you want to talk about before we get into a word?
No, let's get to our word or our sponsor and get some music going.
It's about the LaRussell show. He's in town tomorrow.
Yay!
Well, basically in town. Out of Beaverton, right?
Yep.
Skipping a hop away. And there's still tickets available. How often do you get to see LaRussell in town? You better go pick up the tickets and sell it out. He comes out. He better come out to a sellout crowd. I'm talking to all of you.
Ain't there a giveaway, too?
A sellout crowd. Yeah, I think they already gave away all those.
Oh, okay. They gave away all those. Oh, gotcha.
You need to go and buy your tickets at this
point. Yeah, go and buy it.
We bought our tickets. You can buy your tickets.
Go and buy it. What you do? I got my ticket like a month ago.
Word.
Was it a month ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like over a month ago, it feels like now.
We're going to play a word from our sponsor about that, about the LaRussell tickets that you need to buy, and then we're going to get into a song by LaRussell and some more stuff.
Yes. This is how you plan and prepare to have fun, people.
They give us a show. Let's go.
Is genre-bending independent sound and vision to the Research Stage on Saturday, October 18th for an all-ages show. Tickets and more information at therecer.org.
I've been on this road for so long. I need some loving when I come home. Chasing these goals for so long. I'm trying to make it off a rap song. I've been on this road for so long. I need some loving when I come home. Chasing these goals for so long. I'm trying to make it off of. I said I used to roam the city in a GT coupe. Got repossessed, I was hurting. I quit my job, I was working. Invested in myself, I was certain. Knew that I would blow. Took a risk, 5K into a show. I lost 1500 at the door. So, see when you a boss that's had gold. Man, I lost everything but hope. Talk about growth. On the deep end trying to float. Feel like I'm in the snow without a coat. Nigga, you ain't know. This the type of shit that they don't show. When it's only 5 people at your show, what would you do? I was backstage turning blue in the face, cause I let down the crew. Let down the who? You could only let down you. Take notes, I'ma show you what to do. Pick yourself up, dust that shit off your shoulders. Get yourself together, you the closer. Breathe, gain your composure. Why? Bitch, it ain't over till it's over. I've been on this road for so long. I need some loving when I come home. Chasing these goals for so long. I'm trying to make it off a rap song. I've been on this road for so long. I need some loving when I come home. Chasing these goals for so long. I'm trying to make it off a rap song. All I know is I'm gon' blow. Went and got the game, passed it down to my bro. All I know is I'm gon' blow. Karma come around, gotta reap what you sow. All I know is I'm gon' blow. Went and got the game, passed it down to my bro. All I know is I'm gon' blow. Karma come around, gotta reap what you sow. Michael Prince. By way of Houston, Texas. Jimmy Tour on the flute. T.O. on the saxophone. That's why it's called the saxophone. All I know is I'm gon' blow. When it got the game, pass it down to my bro. All I know is I'm gon' blow. Karma come around, gotta read what you sow. All I know is I'm gon' blow. When it got the game, pass it down to my bro. All I know is I'm gon' blow. Karma come around, gotta read what you sow. Pick yourself up, dust that shit off your shoulders. Get yourself together, you the closer. Breathe, gain your composure. Why?
This shit ain't over till it's over.
Yeah! Gratitude. This set was curated and crafted by my good friend Hokage Simon here.
Fuck what it was, come take it up with the boss. I'll die for it, take a loss. And my fit posh got lips with the gloss. Try dropping, I'll make them say, oh my gosh. I don't have a problem with a bitch till she test me. Side eye, make it look sexy. Touchdown, P-Town, get an SB. If he looks clean, I'ma make him get messy. Come on, bestie.
Hold on, wait, let me finish this straight.
He was gonna shoot, hit a hezzy. I'm not afraid, come on over and arrest me. I know you got the Jones like Leslie. Put the flash on, compress me. Hefty bag full of blue cheese dressing. You can see me on a net like Messi. Tell a hoe, come address me. Been riding my wave like jet ski. Let's see, Prada bag, I'm a prodigy. I've been wreaking that havoc like Mobb Deep. You can spot me in a lineup, I'm up. I'm about to throw down, it's the wind up. I'm gagging these hoes, need a Heimlich. Get with the program, hoes sign up. Fuck what it was, come take it up with the boss. I'll die for it, take a loss. And my fit posh got lips with the gloss. Try dropping, I'll make them say, oh my gosh. I don't have a problem with a bitch till she test me. Side eye, make it look sexy. Touchdown, P-Town, get a SB. If he looks clean, I'ma make him get messy. Come on, bestie.
Come on, let's go. Twin turns up, Turks like, whoa, whoa, whoa. That bitch only mad cause her nigga in my phone. Told you I don't want the girl cause I know that he a hoe. Shit, I need to stump down on a thread, can't fold. I'm out acting bad so I ain't picking up the phone. Love my jeweler down to keep the realest by my heart. Keep a poker face when you be dealing out the cards. GYN shit, been a wine from the start. Quick to put my hands up before I play suck apart. Muzzle on that bitch, she the quickest one to bark. Been a ruler of the peace, so you fucking with a shark. I don't gotta ask that, I'm claiming they some marks. With my name tatted on it like he got a watermark.
Fuck what it was, come take it up with the boss. I'll die for it, take a loss. And my fit posh got lips with the gloss. Try dropping, I'll make him say, oh my gosh. I don't have a problem with a bitch till she test me. Side eye, make it look sexy. Touchdown, P-Town, get a SB. If he looks clean, I'ma make him get messy. Come on, bestie.
with the area's number one requested DJ.
What we could be, but you're all I want, and that's how it should be. But can you bump with me, and can you groove with me? This life is tough, would you bust a move with me? We all know it, so would you ride with me? Look, if you buck, I got some fight in me. Now would you bump with me, and would you groove with me? This life is tough, would you bust a move with me? We all know it, so would you ride with me? Look if you buck, I got some fight in me. So come back, don't take long. Maybe I was lost, or maybe I was wrong, but it's not your fault, but it's not mine. Oh yeah.
What did they hear, Ocean? What did they hear?
So we had Still Not My Fault, Supernova. And then before that, we had Never Lose, Win featuring Tenezi.
Tenezi.
Yeah. And then before that, we had the Russell, the When I Come Home GT mashup.
When I Come Home. That's going to be dope here. That's so live. Man, I'm so hype. I'm hype. I wonder if he's going to do the Cage Story, because I love that song. It's not like nothing hype, but it's a real song. I mean, it's a real story, like what really happened with him and his friend. I was like, this is deep, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I love songs like that for that sure. Just resonate.
He's
like,
got so much dope he do, stuff man. He could go with. It's wild.
He really do. And, I love the song he did with Old Boy, the Oh, What a Feeling. You know what I'm talking about? It's a newer one, too. I'm going to play it later. Then
yeah.
You'll know.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You know which one I'm talking about, though, right?
I don't know, maybe.
I don't know,
he has
maybe.
So many songs.
He do got so many songs.
He features with so many people. Years, I said, what? 39
Only what a feeling. Tell me what a feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Yeah,
that one. Yeah, I'm playing
that. Played that.
I know we played it, but I'll
play it again.
I love that song. I'll be hearing
that on a different radio station, too. So, yeah.
Yeah. I be hearing that song on my drive, like, yes, that feeling right there, I want that.
Somewhere with a famous chick counting up a million.
Yeah.
I know it come to me.
Yeah.
That's got him and, right, Sci-Hi the Prince.
Yep. You are correct, sir.
That's a jam, bro.
That is a jam. Let's see, you already know.
Heck yeah, play that.
Vibe check pass, sir.
All right.
Vibe check
Oh, yeah, let's
pass.
Talk some fundraiser stuff.
Oh, yeah, let's do fundraiser stuff. What did you read last? Was it the goal?
The tote bags and the zip.
Ooh, tote bags. Where's the tote bags? I don't have the tote bags on here. Is yours different than mine? Yeah, yours is different from mine. It's way different.
All right, there we go. Daily.
He's like, wait a minute. Which
October
17th. There we go.
Okay.
All right.
Everyone gives it.
That's today. Okay.
Everyone that gives until midnight today, so by the end of this show, can be entered. Well, this is a good one. Listen to this. To win a $300 gift certificate to Tom Dwyer Automotive Services. Bro, if you have a car, you're going to need this at some point in your life. At some point in the next 2 years, probably. So this is a good $300 can really go somewhere.
Man, who are you telling? You know what I
mean? And that's right on the east end of the Selwood Bridge for over 40 years. So you know they're doing good. So there you go. That's dope.
Yes, sir.
Any new and existing members that donate during the whole drive will be entered into the grand prize, a Movie Madness Mini Plex rental, where the winner and up to 18 of their friends can have a private film screening at Movie Madness with state-of-the-art 4K laser projection and Dolby Atmos sound. That's kind of dope.
That is dope.
I kind of want to donate just to win that. I wonder if we're eligible to. That'd be kind of cool having your own private screen. So, yeah, look, if you want to, that's kind of dope. You know what I mean? So enter, win the grand prize. All right. Shadow, you got some jams or anything else? Any topics you want to bring up before we get into some music?
Oh, yeah. We can get into a quick topic or two. Yeah, let me go ahead and get into this. Hold on.
I've been on this road.
Well, I got to talk about this because you probably heard about this because it's been circulating everywhere.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so Akon, I don't know if you heard about this story.
I've heard of Akon.
Yes, I know you've heard of Akon.
Convict Music.
Yes, that the one and the same. You are correct, sir. So Akon's wife decided to file for a divorce. And to part ways after 29 years of marriage.
What?
How do you leave someone after 29 years?
Whoa, that's a long marriage.
That is a long marriage. That makes it feel like... Like, bro is just doing villain activity or something.
That's like a marriage when you talk to a grandpa and they're like, we've been married 29 years.
If I'm with somebody 29 years, we just stuck. We ain't getting divorced.
Who's out there for you at age 70 or whatever?
Like, you know what I'm saying?
How old is Akon C to have been married 29 years?
That's a good question. You know what? Hold on. Let me look up that little fact right there real quick. Because I'm like, man, that's a long time, bro, to be... You know what I'm saying? He's 52.
Okay. So he's been married since pretty young then.
Since like his mid 20s that put him in, right? Mid to late 20s, give or take, right in there. That's dope.
I guess he's still young enough to, if you're
yeah, he is still young enough.
Akon single, what can I say?
Yeah, for real, for real. He out there, y'all. Yeah. Maybe, you know. Yeah, with a net worth of over $80 million, you know what I'm saying?
He's not locked up no more.
No, he is not locked up. That's just what they know about on the books. That's not his real, you know, wealth, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's way higher than that, to be honest. But anyway, she files for a divorce in parts way after 29 years of marriage and demands for $100 million compensation.
What?
Yes.
Does she know how much musicians don't actually
That's
make?
What I'm saying, bro. She trying to rob my man blind.
Money, I promise.
She was trying to take every little red cent. She like, I'm taking the cars.
That's
taking
everything he made in his career.
No doubt. She's like, I'm taking the leaf that fell on the car. The whole nine.
Oh, so I'm taking the fancy body wash that's how you buy at Nordstrom's.
Yeah. The shampoo. She took the door tag from the hotel room. She took everything.
No, this is awful.
So the court that's handling the case only found, check this out, they only found $10,000 in Akon's account. So,
yeah.
As the right. Check it out, as Akon, his wealth is sitting comfortably in his mother's account. So he put everything in his mama's name. His mom has the 100 mil. His mom has the properties. His mom has the cars. All that. It's in her name. Not Akon. And that's why they only found $10,000.
There's a song about this.
I know, right? Sing it. Sing it.
Everything.
Yeah, sing it. Because that's all right. Oh, who reads?
Have you ever seen the alligator seats in the truck?
Sit down. Let it just bite your butt. I was like, yo. That's a win, bro. Protect yourself. Protect your money.
Sheesh.
I ain't gonna lie, though, man. I'm married for 29 years. I wouldn't think my wife would come at me like that.
That's wild.
29 years.
There's no point along that 29 years.
Dang.
I can't judge other people's stuff. But that's wild.
29 years. We beyond love at that point. I don't even know what 29 years is, but that's beyond love. And for her to just be like, nah, I want the money, I'm out. That's crazy to me. But anyway. I don't know what's going on behind those doors.
29 years, you weren't in love anymore. That's wild.
That is. That's what I'm saying. Like, what you thinking? She gonna miss him. Watch. She gonna cry in the car. Oh man.
Oh boy.
I know. What are you gonna do? Anyway.
That's wild.
So, wow. We gonna go ahead and get to some more music or something.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, you got some stuff you wanna play, sir?
Oh, you do this round here, right here, and I'll do the next one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I got the new Big Daddy Kane.
Oh, you was telling me about this. I'm excited.
With RZA as the producer.
Yes, I want to hear this.
We got Up, DJ Danger Mouse, and Black Thought featuring Rag & Bone Man.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Let's go.
And then we'll see what I play after that.
All right, let's go. Let's do it. Ba-da-doom, doom, doom. Ba-da-doom, doom, doom.
Take your position.
Chess playing the checkers, trying to gain respect of a mind frame for Mecca. Once I touch down from the gate of Bible, first and foremost addressing 85ers, cause I knew as a shorty certain things was evident, so I was hesitant when it was on sale for 10%. I saw a different route and thought that I could strive on it, and now I got five on it. We got a slave mentality, they got a cave mentality, a black and white world that needs a Grey's Anatomy. To try to surgically, verbally start reversing the cursing, we are mercifully left for the universe to see. You were natural descendant, but still, study your lessons. The Nasus percentage is real. And I ain't talking about no trash, stupid gimmick, let's build. And I ain't talking about no Brad Cooper, limitless pill. Rapper, for real. Hold to yourself, open your eyes. Get wise to the exercise, being taught by the teacher. That's most dominant. You need knowledge, well, hey, I'm dropping it. The civilized ones have culture and real refinement. Others try to roll, but see, they need real alignment. Study your lessons till you start to feel aligned with the energy to nullify all the evil-minded. Cause when you speaking at their real spill divine within, yeah, you know how to love me like Phyllis Hyman. Cause I can take cold, squeeze it to a diamond, then drop enough jewels that we can lead the blind with. Check the full picture, want me to pull with you? I keep some funky kid, Kane ain't no bullshitter. Sometimes the truth make you a little bitter, because your eyes see IG and you gullible to Twitter. Seen ciphers at the parliament, turn it to an argument, and watch the way the media will go and try to target it. Man, all that drama, I ain't trying to be a part of it. We don't trust it, that's word to born justice. Hold to yourself, open your eyes. Get wise to the exercise, being taught by the teacher. That's most dominant, you need. Well, hey, I'm dropping it. I'm dropping it. Grab a hold of yourself. Grab a hold of yourself. Grab a hold of yourself. Open your eyes. Get wise to the exercise. Being taught by the teacher. My sincerest regards. Why the rising tide of troubled waters we cross into the fire and
frost when the desire is lost. It's a survivor's remorse that raised higher the course. During the year of the horse, I had so much to resolve, it hung me over. I was fearing the hair of the dog. They killed my homie. I was there when they carried him off. When we buried him, we wrapped him in Nigerian cloth. They told a story about him having a malaria cough. They tried to say he had a weapon that was clearly a torch. I hold the fury so they fear me, but it nearly was washed. Expecting me to be forgiven like it really was squashed. But I have seen so much that I can never be hushed. I've been the bearer of a burden that is heavy as fuck. I'm pure legacy, incredibly, I'll never be touched. It ain't nowhere to go from here but up. While we were all in denial, and seen the murderer smile as he was brought in the trial. I watched the vulture circle the weight in the fall of a child, and canines devoured alive, the call of the wild. I couldn't accept the charge for the call of the void, or for progress destroyed over Darwin and Freud. Survival totally could depend on the toss of a coin, or a pawn, which organization allowed you to join. I live on the borderline like a dishwater blind, or like Malcolm suiting up the head to the Autobahn. I caught a vibe, I would have taken as some sort of sign, where I'm more aligned, but I was running so short a time, and I have felt so much that I am numb to the touch. Whenever assumptions make it hard for me to function is rough, cause every something I ever wanted was once in my clutch, so ain't nowhere to go from here but up.
I said, Dad, I did alright, beat a toilet stool rap. Well, if I am constipated or have diarrhea, I always come out with a funky fresh idea. Even if you don't think it's funky freshin', to all the little kids, I'm making a good impression, cause a lot of my hits are written on the john. I hope my legendary style of rap lives on. This a hidden secret where classics come from. Everybody has done it, even my man Run. Only in there, I am the king of the throne. Hey. Hey, you know I can be alone. No girls, no guys, no dogs, no cats, no parents, no nieces, no nephews, no brats. That's only way that I can get privacy. And you know where I write my funky fresh rhyme vibe. You see me sitting on a toilet, waiting for my bowels to move. I got a doodoo rap, I got a doodoo. Sitting on a toilet, waiting for my bowels to move. I got a doodoo rap, I got a doodoo. Sitting on a toilet, waiting for my bowels to move. I got a doodoo rap, I got a doodoo. Yo, Buster, let me tell you a little something about this episode. It was 4 in the morning, chilling on my commode. It was me, my patent pen, and my bad breath. All of a sudden, I came up with something that was real deaf. I was thinking, what a real beatbox to do? What if I put a high beat with the 1, 2? Then
when I write some words so I really can use it. I think I would mean this one, make the music like if I was the man that they call Clark Kent. Cause I go into the bathroom where rhymes I invent. Then I come out on stage like Superman, but never show the people my master plan. Instead of moving towels or moving barrels, only thing I'm doing is moving vowels. A TV in the bathroom just might spoil it. Only thing I can say is I'm sitting on a toilet waiting for my bowels to move. I gotta doo-doo rap, I gotta doo-doo. Sitting on a toilet waiting for my bowels to move. I gotta doo-doo rap, I gotta doo-doo. Sitting on a toilet waiting for my bowels to move. I gotta doo-doo rap, I gotta doo-doo, 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 rap.
Jada did not approve of the
no,
of the bathroom song.
Not for Friday night, was, man. Give me hype for
that
some.
That was TSR by Biz Markie. Before that, we had the ninth or the Black Thought and Danger Mouse up featuring Ragged Bone.
That one went hard.
There we go. And Big Daddy Kane with the
reason. And the Big Daddy Kane kicked it all off. Yeah, I approve.
Mathematics. We've come to the point of the show.
It's halftime.
The choice of the episode.
It's halftime. The choice. Ooh.
I want you to think long and hard about this one because this is a tough choice. Who wins in a fight?
Oh, my goodness. Is it a lobster or a crab?
100 gorillas.
He just ignored me.
That's your first choice. 100 gorillas.
100 gorillas versus?
Or the one they call Danny Ocean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the 100 gorillas is winning.
No, you haven't even considered the choice. Talking about Danny
you said
Ocean.
Danny, yeah, dude. Danny Ocean's not beating 100 gorillas.
Oh, I am.
You're beating 100 gorillas?
Yes, sir.
You're not beating one gorilla.
No, they don't stand a chance.
All right, unless you got some unknown supernatural.
You really think they can battle me on the mic? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, my God. Is this a microphone thing?
Yeah.
I thought you was talking about like fist fight or something.
In a rap battle.
Oh, yeah, you'll win. Hands down. They ain't got a prayer.
Who wins in Mario Kart, me or 100 gorillas?
I found somebody that could beat you in Mario Kart.
Who is this?
Oh, God. We'll talk about it out the air.
Send them my way that I may destroy their confidence.
I'm going to record it and document it and everything.
How do you know this person can beat me?
Man, they unbeatable, bro.
Are they from Oregon?
Yeah. They right here in the city, in the town. He's like, I love that sigh. I love that deep sigh. Oh, here for this. I'm so here for this.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see.
We got competition in town now.
We will see.
He was like, what? Somebody better than me? He was shocked to hear this song. I was like, yeah, my friend Danny Ocean's like the best. I don't think nobody could beat him.
Depends on the platform.
And he was like, nobody's beating me.
It depends on the platform.
He plays it on the Switch.
He might beat me right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm rusty.
Do you not play it on the Switch?
I'm rusty on that.
What do you play it on, like the phone or something like that? Or?
On the phone. I haven't played it since, like, I have the Switch version, but I just never. I'm so busy. I haven't had time to get into that version like I have on the other version.
Well, I don't want you to go in there, Cole. I want you to, like, practice and warm up.
I got to practice.
Yeah, I don't want you to play like that. No, I want it to
be
a real
company. Does he have the new one with the 24 racers?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. See, I haven't played that yet. Everyone would mush me at that right now. Well, not everybody because I'm still me, but I'm not the best in the state at either of those two versions. But anything before that, yes.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Yes.
I don't
and the
know.
Arcade one. I played the arcade one. I can mush at that. So
I'm really good at the arcade one.
Yeah.
For some reason.
It's close to the Wii. It's like you're
that's
Wii.
Yeah. So that makes sense. That's probably why
no
I'm good at
no one's seen me at the Wii one. Forget about that. Kill that dream right now. You will never see me at that version, the Wii or the Wii U.
Yeah, nope. You were like unbeatable in that.
Or the phone one.
I hate Rainbow Road.
Or the phone one.
Had
no
nightmares.
One sees me at the phone one. No, actually... Tron, who's a local musician, he plays me on the phone one, and that dude is, if I lose to anybody in the state, it's going to be him.
Oh, wow.
Because we played, and I think we're probably about 50-50.
Ooh.
Yeah, no,
that's saying something.
He's tough on that version. I haven't played him on any other ones, but he's tough on there.
Wow. That's saying something.
Yeah, so.
I appreciate the honesty, sir.
I got to be honest, because he's played me. He'd call me out if...
Oh, wow.
If I've been like, you can't beat me, he'd be like, no, I beat you a bunch of times. So
it's like, this is smoke you don't want, kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go.
Yeah, there we go. So, yeah. All
right. Right on. Well, speaking of let's go ahead and get to some music. I got some music
for
us.
You got some music, all right.
Yeah, man. I got some music.
All right.
Kicking off with that new Nas and DJ Premier.
They give us a shout. Sorry, they gave us a show.
They didn't do the thing right. Oh, this right there. There it is. That explains everything. Woo!
What defines my name? What defines my name? N.A.S. What defines my name? N.A.S. What defines my name?
Name existed forever, means victory helper. Whole name means protector, shortened it by two letters. Without the IR at the end, the reincarnated Gil Scott living in the bottle again. The World Cup in Moscow with a blonde who's a 10. Vape pen when I speak is like a lottery win. Quote my total, multi-mogul. So fly, I can walk in any spot, every box be soaking. From a time when weed was stronger, today's streets are calmer. They used to kill for shade sneaks and bombers. My name existed forever before Christians came in America, even better. With click sounds in their mouths was language for humans. With stick figures and caves, my name's written fluid. Nasty like way before even Rome had a sewage. For 50,000 years ago, if I could choose its origin, since there's nothing to gain by assuming, I'ma say the definition of my name, the truest. I shock them like real bullets and prop guns. Creep with baddies and sequence dresses with ice drum. Fresh off the jet, you can see my vision where I've come. How much time y'all got? Yo, Preem, let's drop something.
What defines my name? What defines my name? N.A.S. What defines my name? N.A.S. What defines my name?
DNA of King James, kin of St. Michael. Polygamous minded, seven wives on ridiculous timing. They always share the same title, that be the whiskey talk. That's foul like a stop in Frisk, New York. At 20, I said I better quit by 30 than by 30. I thought by 40 rapping is corny, how wrong was I? Never would have thought that 50 new songs by Nas would be hard to lie. I leave them scared like when they hear their name called, but ain't nobody there. The definition of my name probably started where? I rode the E-Train, fingers covered in ink stains. Writing was like an escape recited, leave the beat flame. It was Rod, Kane, Coogee, and Chris. Few names like Cool James, Face Cube, and Rick. That was musically sick, successful and unnatural. I throw their songs in a cyanide capsule. The truth is poison to any fraud. Demigod, rocking suits and shoes, going against any odds. How could you hate me? I survived the 80s, the D's, the trauma. Embalming fluid and laced weed. Inhale fumes from a stove or cook-up. The show's booked up. I chose to take the world over. Look up.
What defines my name? What defines my name? N.A.S. What defines my name? N.A.S. What defines my name?
Hey yo, 30 years later, Illmatic was dropped. Yeah, man, what the f*** am I doing?
Hey yo, Preem, chill. I got the rhymes, you got the beats.
Alright.
30 years later, we back in the streets, we back in the lab.
Alright then, let's go, Nas.
It's time, it's album time.
Yeah. It's time.
It's time. Black is time.
Premier album still gonna happen.
It's feel like we in the caves of West Europe, man. See, sometimes
you don't need no hook.
Have your ideology. Come and see. Come and see.
The shack attack has risen. Roll call 3 p.m. This is Twism. Always and forever, forever always attack. I bring favor to the air like Craig Mack. Life's a B and then your D. Refer to Nasty Nas, Illmatic, CD number 3 static. You don't want none, you best to keep looking. A-E-I-O, use the ass whooping. You're tookin' into clearing present danger. I'm a perfect stranger, quick to rearrange ya. Outlook, so look out, so here me comes. Quick to reach ya now like the RZA on the drums. Change my name like Prince, punks be trembling. My name ain't Shaq no more, call me Superman Emblem. March get set, go left, the Shaq, the RZA. Get ready for the meth.
We don't need no hook.
No,
we don't
hooks.
Need no hook.
We don't need no hook.
No hook.
No hook.
What we don't need.
We don't need no hook.
We don't need no hook.
Check me, danger zone, coming back, back. Terror dome, like whatever, we can get it on. Break them back, I'ma set it, yeah. Who that dirty rat? Bring them here to the mind bender, the death sender to your ear. Method, what up, buggers? Put rats and no gooders. It beat the cow, breaking ribs with the 7-footer. Shaq, bring it to the front, now bring it back. To the head black, and when my soul train hits the track. Target, the billboard charts, don't get me started. The whole industry is gassed up, and now they fight it. My object is destruction, for percussion. Rhymes I'm busting, got your whole block ducking. Damn, the end is here, apocalypse now. Getting shot, diesel, work it out.
See, what we don't need is a hook.
We don't need no hooks.
No hooks.
Wu-Tang.
What?
Jack Diesel. We don't need no hook. Twizzle.
No hooks.
Yes. Raj Gorilla Vax.
We don't need no hooks.
Luna Nimlocks.
We don't need no hooks.
Quas
no hooks.
Nino.
No hooks.
Respect through the no Wu-Tang. Hooks. And the old dirty bastard.
Bastard!
Yeah. Honorable. I'm at the Four Seasons with 5 different ethnicities. They all bad. This is one hell of a feeling. This is one hell of a feeling. This is one hell of a feeling. Last night my girl went through my iPhone. She was talking crazy to some chick I had my eye on. She found out what happened in the car right after Carbone. But she knows she can't leave me cause she'll do worse if she move on. My crib look like a group home. A bunch of Winnie Harlows running around, they all two-tone. Twerking on they live inside the pool, no bathing suit on. I come from the trenches, but now I'm in Hawaii going up with all my real ones. This is one hell of a feeling. This is one hell of a feeling. Somewhere with a famous chick, count up a million. This is one hell of a feeling. Look at how I'm out here living. I come from humble beginnings. Car got stars in the crib, thanking God that he got me out here winning. This is one hell of a feeling. I used to go to Kroger's and pay for women to drink. And now I take the girls you dream about out to eat. I'm buying modern China and paying off the police. I'm trying to bring Wakano and Nobu to Walnut Creek. I guess I'm rich enough for my exes to finally fight for me. This money made them all find out why I wasn't wifing them. Cheating while you broke, that's when they gon' call you trifling. But when you get rich, they expect it, so it's alright with them. Shh. I'm no longer dodging 12. I'm probably courtside or backstage with David Chappelle. Taking shots with Elon Musk, just posted bail. I caught a DUI while checking my ticket sales. Aiden eating quail and Haley buying Chanel. My mama in Vallejo, this year's Beverly Hills. That 580 Benz got friends looking in mirrors. I promise this the beginning, I'm winning, man. This is one hell of a feeling. This is one hell of a feeling. Somewhere with a famous chick, count up a million. This is one hell of a feeling. Look at how I'm out here living. I come from humble beginnings. Car got stars in the crib, thanking God that he got me out here winning.
Classic.
This is one hell of a feeling.
Oh, what a feeling, it's gonna be to add some clarity. People acting funny, turn your drama to a parody.
I done got accustomed to the perks of my celebrity. You know my name, I don't argue with security. Infidelity lead her to question if she's dear to me. Lying to your face, my breath reek of insincerity. Underneath my cape is no six pack, just insecurity. In the public eye, a happy guy that's full of purity. Mostly just obscurity. Crazy cause I share a lot. I be moving careless, which is crazy cause I care a lot. I'm more revenant than heaven sent, I had to bear a lot. Follow rainbows, found gold and chose to share the pot. I know I'm no wicked man, I be feeling wicked though. Native to the greed and lust, from the tribe of pick a hoe. Some take your internal growth and look at it as disrespect. No strings attached, be sounding great till
this
it's
a disconnect. This is one hell of a feeling. This is one hell of a feeling. Somewhere with a famous chick, count up a million. This is one hell of a feeling. Look at how I'm out here living. I come from humble beginnings. Car got stars in the crib, thanking God that he got me out here winning. This is one hell of a feeling.
The feeling.
All right, what'd they hear, good sir?
Man, all right, take it to the top, the tippy top.
Oh, my people.
Yeah, my guy. Yeah, the first to kick it all off was that Nas and Primo, you know, DJ Premier, Define My Name. That's the new joint. And they're coming out with their full album in December, so look out for that. That should be hot. That's a beautiful reunion because Primo helped do, you know, the Illmatic, the first album.
Correct.
Back in the day, so that's a beautiful thing. Right after that, you heard that Shaq Fu, The Return. That one was with that's No Hooks with the RZA and Method Man.
Word.
You know, had to go, you know, a little Halloween it up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, with that little the RZA made that beat. By the way, if you didn't know. And then you just got through hearing Simba with La Russell, Hell of a Feeling. I love that song.
No doubt.
I have put that song on repeat many times.
No doubt. We're back.
Yeah, we're right. Back. We're back. So I do got a question for you, Ocean. Not to put you on the spot, but it may be a little bit of a tough question.
The dress was blue.
You were correct. Dang. You figured out my question. But no, what's a hip hop song that you feel that should be studied?
Well,
I have one in mind.
Yeah.
Like, no matter how many times you hear it, you hear something different, and then you think about it, and you're
on
like,
that level, okay.
What? He said, what? It's just like, man. And this song is not old at all. It's like, well, it's old, but it's not old. It's like probably within the last maybe 8 years for sure.
Okay.
The one I got.
That would take too long for me to, like, come up with. What's, I don't know, like the beats?
Yeah, sure. The beats, the lyrics. I'm going like the lyrics for me on this one because it was a very lyrical song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know. I have to think about that.
Yeah. So the song I'm talking about, you probably will crack up about it, but I don't care. But so I'm talking about 6 Foot Seven by Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Okay.
Because like when you hear that song, like you hear it, but like you think about what he's saying, you're like, what?
Yeah.
I can't. It's a bar on there. I wanna quote, but I can't because it's like, you know, regulations.
Oh yeah, I got you.
Boom, like when he says, "I'm married to the game," you know. Blank the world, it's adultery. Like, dude, I'm like, what, bro?
Yeah.
The way I was like, dang, think about that.
Yeah, I got you.
I was like, yo.
That's a solid choice, yeah.
Mine's so sharp, mess around, cut my head off. I'm like, bro. And then, of course, Real G's Move in Silence. Like, listen, I'm like, bro. A lot of people did put that together for, like, ever.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
But, like, that's just one of, you know, a few of the many. It's just the whole song, bro. I'm like, dang, bro just really went in. He really went in. But, no, I'm curious to hear, like, what song you got like that.
I don't know, but I mean,
really?
Off the top of my head, I would say You Got Me by The Roots. Just for the Black Thought versus, bro.
Yeah, Black Thought's been that dude.
And I would say his freestyle on Funk Flex should be studied because that thing is legendary.
Oh my God. I have watched that so many times.
I never thought I would see anyone that topped the Kane, but it definitely did. I think Kane maybe would have went 8 or 9 minutes. It could have like been up there, but he was only like 3 minutes long. You know?
Yeah. No, the Black Thought ain't no joke, dude.
Yeah.
And I remember I saw a video. It was, I don't know how old it is now. God, it was so long ago when I saw it, but it was Mos Def, and it was some reporter talking to him, and he was like, "Man, I can't remember what artist he was mad at," and he was like, "Or artists he was mad at," he was like, "Man, skip all of them, they fake as what. I tell you what, you get whoever you want to get on this planet." And he was like, "Me and Black Thought will take them out," and I think he said King Lou or somebody like that. I think he added some, like a third person that could ride with them. But but primarily, Mos Def and Black Thought, he was like, it don't even matter. We taking out anybody. I was like,
shh. But what if the other team is like, I don't know, bro. I don't know.
For, out the gate, because Black Thought been on my top five for like ever. He has not moved out of my top five or my Rushmore.
Okay, but what if the other team is Rakim and Nas?
Man, he taking Black Thought taking them out, bro. He taking them out.
Okay, but Rakim and Nas are probably both taking out Mos Def. Let's be real about it.
No. Oh, my. Have you not?
You don't think Nas is a better rapper than Mos Def?
Depends. Streetwise, yes.
Rakim is definitely a better rapper than
Conscious, no. Conscious, no.
Rakim's a better rapper than him. I'm 100% say, even though he's an old artist.
Yeah.
He's the start of where you can compare old artists and they stay with new artists.
Yeah.
Is Rakim is the start of that. Cool G Rap, Kane.
But, man, Mos Def wordplay is stupid.
Yeah, I got you.
It really is. It's. As good as Rakim is dope, but his wordplay ain't never been like Mos Def's. His wordplay is stupid.
So what about like Jay-Z and Wayne?
Oh, that'd be tough. Lil Wayne right there, that's a problem. Jay-Z, that would be. I don't. They may get Mos Def, but Mos Def hold his own. But they ain't getting Black Thought. I tell you that right now. Black Thought will take them both down.
Jay-Z and Kane.
Man.
The final two is going to be Kane and most and Black Thought.
Yeah, dude. I can't see them taking out Black Thought. That dude just on such the level. It's hard.
I hate to. This is one I can't answer because, you know, Kane is my GOAT, but Black Thought is right up.
People are like, what they talking about?
I know.
How Black shame right on you guys not knowing this
if
stuff.
If Big L's alive.
Woo!
It's
Black
Big
Thought
L,
still winning.
Big L and Jay-Z. You don't think Big L can get with Black Thought?
No. Okay, no. Even in his heyday.
You don't think so?
No. Black Thought is just on such a level, bro. It's not even funny. It's just not.
Big L was...
He reached a whole nother stratosphere. The
People
only
say
person...
Jay-Z's the GOAT. You don't think he can get with Black Thought?
Though? No, he can't. But the only person that probably... Jay-Z couldn't beat Andre 3000 in my eyes, honestly. Straight up. He couldn't.
Okay, so all the verses are... Okay, here's then. All the verses are written.
Uh-huh.
No freestyles.
Yeah, okay.
And the team is Nas and Andre. Do they beat Black Thought? And most...
You just going by the song, not freestyle?
Written. Yep.
Just written?
Written verses.
Andre 3000 is incredible, bro.
And Nas is incredible as a writer.
Yeah, I know. That's, I guess, Black Thought.
But so is Black Thought. Dude,
yeah,
this is tough.
This is tough.
This is a...
Yeah, that's, even when he featured on people's stuff, it's still a mess. Yeah. Dude, he embarrassing you.
Tyga and Silk the Shocker.
Oh, done. The two, you reach down to the bottom of the bowl. You scraping.
He's so offbeat. He's back on
that's,
beat.
That's the wrong bowl. You. Oh my God! Hold on, man. Don't even hold on. That right there. You're scraping the wrong bowl, by the way, too. Oh, Lord. Okay, man, I'm gonna stop. You want to play one more two or something, then come back or something?
You want to or me?
No, I was saying if you wanted to.
Yeah, what do we got? Let's slow it down maybe, or do you want me to play something?
Yeah, just play. Let's play, you know, one song. And then we'll be right back.
Will we?
We should.
Will we?
We should.
Oh, that was too much.
Yeah. What you doing, sir?
All right, what can I come up with?
Because they have me playing song. It's going to be like Trillmatic or something.
Okay, I'm going to play another Lil Russell. We're going to hype it up.
Okay, yeah, hype it up.
Lil Russell and Lil Jon.
Uh-oh. Let's go. They gave us a show.
I should put 3 wheels on a station wagon. I'm from the home of the East Bay Dragons. A little up north where I landed, baby. I ain't had nothing handed, baby. I'm that nigga where I'm from, to be candid. I don't ask for respect, I demand it. Soon as the plane land, I be getting to the chicken. A fella like me is slim pickings. The nigga that you with, he the bargain brand. I'm Mountain Valley Spring, not the Target brand. Hello, are you hard at hearing? You ever hopped out the car while steering? You ever gigged till you sweated out your white tee? You ever cheesed and took a nigga wifey? You ever took her to the view, not the sightsee? I got flavor, that's why these niggas bite me. I got flavor, you know what I mean? I got flavor, sprinkle me, man. I got flavor, I put the sauce in a pot. I got flavor, I got flavor, you know what I mean? I got flavor, sprinkle me, man. I got flavor, I put the sauce in a pot. I got flavor, dip, flip, and sold for the high. 5 years ago, I was barely getting by. Outside, finger in the sky. See which way the wind blowing, then let it fly. Where are we going? To the top? Streets won't be dropped. Hey. Where are we going? To the top. The mayor said we could rename the block. Ooh. I got flavor. You know what I mean? I got flavor. Sprinkle me, man. I got flavor. I put the sauce in a pot. I got flavor. Stop me if you catch me in a lie. I'm indie. I'm handsome. I'm fly. I know Lil Jon. What a guy. Oh, you ain't know I was a chef? Surprise. Oh. I got flavor. You know what I mean? I got flavor. Sprinkle me, man. In a pot. I got flavor. I got flavor. You know what I mean? I got flavor. Sprinkle me, man. I got flavor. I put the sauce in a pot. I got flavored.
They gave us.
And we're back. That was a good song you played there,
yeah,
sir.
I got flavor. Lil Russell with Lil Jon on the production.
Yeah, I wanted to hear Lil Jon a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? But all you heard was,
hey. I got a quick topic. Do you have a favorite Halloween movie that's not okay. Not so much the obvious.
Not obvious? You mean predictable?
Yeah, like that not everyone picks. Do you have a favorite kind of like Halloween movie that maybe is not as big as it should be?
Big? Well, I got a few if you would like for me to run down my list.
Go ahead.
All right, so I got Nope in there.
I consider that pretty famous, though. A lot of people talked about that movie.
I like that movie a lot.
I was thinking a little more less known than that.
Oh, okay. Then you want less known? Okay. For me, it's In the Mouth of Madness. I don't know if you've ever seen that or watched that.
So who's in this one?
Yeah. God, you going to make me go to the IMDb?
No, it's cool, bro.
I got it.
So is this like kind of like a horror movie then?
Yeah, it is definitely a horror movie.
It's based around Halloween or?
I don't know about Halloween. But it's Halloween. It was maybe. Stephen King, bro.
Okay, I got you.
I believe it was Stephen King or Wes Craven, one of them. It was definitely
Wes Craven. Definitely seen Phantoms with Wes Craven.
Yes.
How do you feel about Phantoms? A lot of people think it sucked, but I liked it.
It was okay. I thought it was a good solid movie.
Yeah.
It was good. I don't think it sucked though. Maybe it was just misunderstood.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give it.
People hated that Ben Affleck was in it.
Why did they hate that dude so much? Dude was a good Batman too. Y'all quit hating. Dude was a good Batman.
Batman? He was Batman?
Yeah, bro. He was a good Batman. And RIP to the great Kevin Conroy that did the animated Batman voice.
Was he better than Val Kilmer?
Yeah, dude. Hands down. It wasn't even close, bro.
Better than Michael Keaton?
Come on. Michael Keaton, the GOAT, bro. He the GOAT.
Is he the GOAT, you think?
Yes. Michael Keaton is the GOAT of Batman. But physique-wise and the mannerism of what Batman, the embodiment of Batman is, Ben Affleck was the closest person to it.
So they're both better than Christian Bale?
Nah, man. A lot of people love Christian Bale. I'm going to get a lot of hate on this right now.
Christian Bale.
But to me, my ranking would be Michael Keaton, the GOAT for the Batman, and then Ben Affleck's number two, Christian Bale number three for me.
I won't hate because I don't know enough about him to tell you.
Christian Bale did a great job as Batman, but Ben, in the comic books, Batman is like, you know, 6'3", 6'4", bro. So Christian Bale probably that.
So you put all three of them ahead of Val Kilmer? He didn't really kill it in that?
Will you stop? Okay. What is with your fascination with Val Kilmer? God rest his soul, but man, he was not a good Batman.
Okay.
He was not, bro. Just stop.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. You're terrible, bro.
Who was the, okay? Quick, real quick one.
Yeah.
Who was the best non-Heath Ledger Batman villain?
Non-Heath Ledger.
Was it Jim Carrey? Was it Jack Nicholson?
No, Tom Harding.
You think so? Okay.
Yes, dude. Because when he played Bane, bro, he really brought the pain.
Okay.
That he was amazing, bro. Like for the longest time, like I'm watching, I was like, man, that's Tom Hardy.
He's dope and everything.
That dude really played the role. And I know you probably ain't seen this, but I loved him in Pinky's Blinders too, which is a drama series, man. Yeah, it's so good. Yeah, it's a series. It's really good. I think his character comes in like season 3 or
he's
something.
Dope
but there's 6 seasons. But but yeah, he was really good.
We're thinking of the same
good guy,
right?
Yeah.
Tom Hardy?
The one from
Inception?
Yep, Inception and This Means War. Okay, and
yeah. He's dope in like everything.
Yeah, that dude's solid, man. I feel like he can protect the country. Bro was killing it at the paintballs. Anyway, we wind it down, you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in once again. She got Shade to the Dough, you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, and we didn't talk about enough about this. Give us the X-Ray Fund Drive real quick.
Yeah.
$15 a month donation, you can get one of the tote bags.
Tote bags.
$20 or more a month donation, you get the zip hoodies.
Mm-hmm, there we go. Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you enter to win the drawing for the Movie Madness package.
Yes, that part right
donate
there.
Now at xray.fm.
And this episode will be on demand if you came in later or you just missed it and you want to hear us. You go to They Gave Us a Show and you see the link, or go to X-Ray and you could definitely see the link. Yes.
Tune in to DJ Cliff tomorrow night.
Uncle Cliffy! Donate.